Sixth, Jesus is our propitiation. Big words, but you're all highly trained professionals. This word appears four times in the Greek New Testament. Most translations don't include it. They say people don't know what the word propitiation means, so we'll put in other words like sacrifice of atonement. People don't know what that word means either, so I don't think it helps. Use the word. It's a good word. 1 John 4:10 is one example. This is love. Not that we have loved God. See, that's why I freaking hate religion. Religion tells people, if you are a good person, then God will love you. The gospel says, God has loved you. Look at the cross. Now you can live a new life. You don't obey so that God will love you. You obey because God already does. The gospel is so much better than religion. This is love. Not that we have loved God. Not that we went first. Not that we initiated. But that God has loved us. How do we know that? And sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. Those stupid people, they say, stupid theologians, but they say things like, I don't believe in propitiation because how could a loving God propitiate? Propitiation is how God demonstrates his love. I mean, come on. We know God loves us because he propitiated our sin. You're all looking at me like, huh? Okay, here's what propitiation is. God hates sinners. You've been told, God loves the sinner, he hates the sin. No, he doesn't. Gandhi said that. Just so you know, he's on a totally different team than us. Fourteen times in the first 50 Psalms, God says he hates somebody. Says he hates groups like the Nicolaitans, hates dudes like Esau, hates those in Proverbs with haughty eyes. He hates all kinds of people. And someone says, I hate the sin, I love the sinner. That's dumb because we are by nature sinners. Like, I hate the essence, sum, and total of what you are, but I really like you. What the? We do what we are. We have an old nature. We commit old acts of sin. And so it says it in Psalm 5:5. God says, I hate, or it says, you hate all who do evil. Now let this settle. People say things like, God doesn't hate anybody. Yes, he does. He hates tons of people. He does. And some people say, that's not fair. I say, of course it's fair. You hate people. And God's far better than you, and he knows a lot more people. God hates sinners, and he hates their sin. I preach this doctrine of propitiation. Okay, now, third time I preached it on a Sunday, we got a lot of services. A guy pulled a knife, tried to get up on the stage to kill me. So people will respond to this doctrine, okay? But when I preach propitiation. This is not a lie. We grew the next week by 800 people in the least church city in America. People walked in, God hates me. I never heard that. That's because they're liars. It's like kicking somebody in the middle and they go get their friends. Boy, he kicks really hard. You got to feel this. Oh yeah, that hurts like crazy. I can't explain it, but it works. God hates sinners. He works it out through his wrath, okay? God's wrath is mentioned more than 600 times in the Bible. If you have a bucket of verses that say love and a bucket of verses that say wrath, wrath is a bigger bucket. The whole God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. That's the wrong place to start. God hates you and it's going to go really, really bad forever. Okay, that is true. Now, people may say, I don't like that, but they'll think about it. And what happens with propitiation is that Jesus stands in our place and the wrath of the Father is poured out on the Son. I want you to see the masculine suffering of Jesus. Right? He is dying by suffering the wrath of God. And the wrath of God is poured out on Jesus. And it is thereby propitiated, diverted, taken away from sinners who are in Jesus Christ. I love this. People come up to me and they say, Pastor Mark, how could a loving God send anyone to hell? My question is, how could a holy God take anyone to heaven? That's a mystery to me. Hell, I get. You tried, you failed, you lose, you burn. I got it. Totally consistent. You try, you fail, you lose, you get a blessing. That's all a gift. People need to know how good God is, how angry God is, so they understand how significant Jesus is. If they run, I'm under the wrath of God, I need to go to Jesus, and I need to be propitiated. This is shown in the Passover, when literally the wrath of God was going to visit every home except those who were covered literally by blood, substitution. And as they were covered by blood, so the wrath of God passed over them, just as we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I think it's what 1 Corinthians 5:7, Paul says, Jesus Christ, our Passover lamb, has been slain. He's the blood that covers us so that the propitiating work of God is accomplished, so that the wrath of God passes over.